Good morning, guys. For those of you who would like to boost your immune system, go to Alaska Chaga in the description box, click on that link, and remember you get 10% off and free freight for being from the channel. And then for those of you who would like to give a review of a doctor, hospital, restaurant, you got a story to tell, go to communityreviews.org. Fantastic platform, and one that people realize around the world has a lot more power than they ever thought. And then if you would like to learn more about USANA vitamins, go into the description box. I have all of Robert's information in there, his phone number, everything, as well as the link to his site. And all you got to do also in the go into the comment section, you'll see Robert Norris. Click on that name right there, and everything will come up. Needless to say, people have been having incredible success with USANA vitamins. I know when I got a cold here a couple weeks ago, and or a week ago, whatever it was, and I mean, I was over it in 2 days. That never happened before. But that's the difference between vitamins that you can actually absorb and ones that you don't. And then for those of you who like to give or learn more about CBD products, and they too are pure. And that's the difference between USANA and the CBD products from Daily Choice. They're all pure. There's no fillers in them. And so as a result, your body can absorb them. Anyway, go to martinbrodellcbd.com. And if you're part of the military, you get 5% off. And let's go ahead. And also, don't forget Greasy's Garage up in Worcester, Bear's Products, and once again, communityreviews.org. Let's go ahead and dig into some of the stuff here. Term limits now. So how do foreign countries end up having so much influence in America? Well, Mitch, head of the GOP in the U.S. Senate, makes 70% of his fortune off shipping with China. When Congress becomes a career, our nation is for sale. If we don't pass term limits for U.S. Congress soon, there won't be much left to sell. So what they're doing right now is they are using this Congress, like for example, they're going to vote on a bill to do away with the IRS. I imagine they will vote on a bill to for term limits. And so everything is legally done, okay? Yes, I know, we don't really have a Congress, I know that. For those of you that are new to the channel, the military is running everything, including the Congress. Virtually every Democrat and Rhino have been arrested and taken over to Gitmo. Some have been completely dealt with and they no longer exist, if you know what I mean. Moving on to, ain't that the truth? Our society is so dumbed down and indoctrinated that anyone who's a critical thinker is perceived as a conspiracy theorist. You know, it's really hard. You know, Brennan and I were talking this morning, and you know, you see so many people, not all of them, but most of the people that you see walking around with the masks on and stuff, they're gone. Those people, they are just gone. And it's too bad, because when we were in Atlanta there, a lady, a black lady with a mask on, so nice, comes up and just starts talking to us and everything. And, but you know, some of these people, they put them on, not because they think they're going to work, but it's kind of like, it's like, it's become like an accessory almost. Anyway, but the brainwashing has been so successful. And so a lot of people, they're going to suffer huge from cognitive dissonance when the military steps in and starts telling all the truth. And then 37 seconds, is it possible humans could have already colonized other planets with the help of aliens? And
give them a 2001, a British hacker discovered some mind-blowing stuff about the US government. Gary McKinnon, who was wanted for arguably the largest military hack of all time, managed to break into top-secret NASA computers. What he found in those computers would shake anyone's perception of reality forever. As he scanned for documents, he stumbled upon an Excel spreadsheet which was titled Non-Terrestrial Officers, which included ranks and names, and and even material transfer between ships. If this is true, which by the looks of it is, then could humans have already colonized other planets with the help of aliens?
Wow. Yes, they could have. Absolutely. Pretty amazing. And then this here. Eric Fang Fang Swalwell blames GOP vengeance for losing committee post, gets savage reality check. Yes, he's already been dealt with. This is about E&D, though. This is E&D. And it says, talk about someone who has no touch with reality. Eric Swalwell, known as Fartwell, who became infamous for sleeping with a Chinese spy, thinks the only reason Speaker Kevin McCarthy is removing him from his committee is because of petty revenge. Swalwell was apparently watching Joy Reid's MSNBC show from over in Gitmo, where he now has a permanent residence. And he thought he spotted Florida Congressman Byron Donalds confirming Swalwell's own delusion. Okay, I made part of that up. Anyway, it's everything is getting done legally, okay? And that's the way I believe it was Trump that when they approached him, he said, okay, I'll do it, I'll run, but I want everything done legally. So that's what they're doing. Michigan Middle School threatens to sue after official releases photos of grade school children pole dancing at club during school outing. So it says the Michigan grade schoolers enjoy the local adult club's pole dancing facility in recent class outing. Michigan School District Superintendent Robert Shaner threatened to sue a local official for releasing a photo of grade schoolers pole dancing at a local nightclub during a recent school outing. The school says the kids were having lunch at the club when the dancing took place. And people like this, they're all going to get weeded out. Don't think that they're not. They will. They're all going to get weeded out. And then this here, Wisconsin boy accused of shooting girlfriend in the head over breakup. So a 14-year-old Wisconsin boy allegedly shot his girlfriend at least three times in the head after she tried breaking up with him. The girl, identified by family as 14-year-old Jazlyn Jones, is miraculously expected to survive the shooting. Aaliyah Olson of Racine was charged Tuesday as an adult for attempted murder and Aaliyah Olson, and murder and possession of dangerous weapon, according to a criminal complaint obtained by Racine County I. If convicted, Aaliyah could spend the next 60 years in prison. And any kid who's that messed up, you don't want him out walking around. As it says here, she begged for her life, but Aaliyah allegedly told the girl something to the effect of, you have to die. He shot her another two or three times before running away. As it says here, Jones will live the rest of her life with one eye, with bullets in her neck and head, said her family. And I imagine that that the MedBiz will be able to help her. That would be my guess. And then this here, Natalie Winters, Arizona was the main state where CCP-connected Carter Center monitored midterm election. Group has monitored over 100 elections in 39 countries, including Brazil. So investigative reporter Natalie Winters joined Bannon's War Room Monday to discuss the Chinese Communist Party-funded Carter Center's involvement in a globalist and global concerted effort in the United States elections and Brazil's recent election. The Gateway Pundit previously reported on the Carter Center, who claimed to be nonpartisan election observers, and their potentially illegal involvement in Georgia. Yes, once again, this is E&D. St. Louis, former employee files a lawsuit against Soros-funded circuit attorney Kim Gardner and her assistant, a contract employee, and convicted murder. And it says here, the woman, Rebecca Goetz, a longtime employee of the state of Missouri, alleges she is a victim of racism and retaliation after she publicly abused by Martin and then later fired by Kim Gardner. The lawsuit alleges Carter told Getz, "You're, I'm black, you're not, you will never know how to help these participants." During a meeting, Getz was then suspended and fired soon thereafter. Once again, E&D. And then Stacey Abrams' group ordered to pay over $200,000 after losing voting rights trial. So Stacey Abrams just suffered a big defeat in court. Her voting rights group, Fair Fight Action, was ordered to pay over $231,000 in fees to reimburse taxpayers after losing her lawsuit claiming that the 2018 election was stolen from her. So a federal judge on Tuesday ordered Stacey Abrams' Fair Fight Action to pay over $200,000 to reimburse the state of Georgia for legal fees. So, yes, E&D, if that's the real her walking around, odds are she's been chipped and she's playing out her role. And then here is Elon Musk, latest Twitter files drop, top Pfizer exec got White House level censorship access. So yes, there's a lot being here put out by Twitter and Elon Musk. So Pfizer was among the drug makers most elevated by the COVID-19 pandemic, and going forward, the pharma giant has no plans to give up on its current momentum, according to a press release from the company. But what Twitter is releasing about the company may change all of that momentum. Speaking this week at the JP Morgan Healthcare Conference in San Francisco, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, PhD, laid out scenarios that could take the drug maker to $84 billion or $70 billion in a less optimistic case. In non-COVID revenues in 2030, the Pfizer release on Fierce Pharma went on adding that'd be a huge increase from 2020 when the drug maker pulled down $41.9 billion globally. Of course, Pfizer's trajectory changed after the company launched its massively successful COVID-19 vaccine Comirnaty and its antiviral Paxlovid. Keep in mind, this is all about E&D. All about E&D. Just to let you know what Pfizer really had up its sleeve and what they were going to do. Not only what they were doing, but what they were going to. And then CIA infiltrated Watergate break-in as Nixon threatened to leak CIA involvement in JFK murder. Now, we watched, Mark Felter, and then he was the, it was a movie a few nights ago. And it was with Liam Neeson. Really good. Really good. And it says here the CIA was a step ahead of Richard Nixon. Nixon was aware of the CIA's involvement in the JFK assassination, but he might not have known that the CIA was involved in the Watergate break-in. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he also knew because he was at... he was one of those people at the Murchison's house with Lyndon Johnson. It was the day night before Kennedy was assassinated, and Nixon was there, and I know that because of Johnson's girlfriend. She was there. She was there with Lyndon Johnson. There's like 11 or 14 men there, and I think she was the only woman there. And anyway, it says a stunning report by Roger Stone at Stone Cold Truth indicates that Nixon knew that the CIA was involved in JFK's assassination, but may have been unaware that the CIA was involved in the Watergate break-in. Nah, he knew what was going on. And then this here, experts warn California is set for mega earthquake following unusual parade of cyclones. And so experts have warned that California is set to experience a series of mega earthquakes that will permanently alter the geography of the state. We'll see. It says what we are witnessing in California right now is unlike anything we've ever seen before. Over the last few weeks, a parade of cyclones has hammered the state. So unfortunately, these storms are far from over because atmospheric rivers will continue to funnel more rain into California for at least several more days. What most people don't realize, however, is that a decade ago, John Paul Jackson had a supernatural experience in which he was shown that a storm of incredible force would hit California and that it would be a sign that precedes the big earthquake. You can see video footage of John Paul Jackson describing what he was shown here. And do I put anything out of the possible happening? No, not at all. The realm of possibility is definitely there. You bet. And Kiss guitarist, I see a blurb over here. Kiss guitarist says Americans should support Trump or move country. Maybe move to another country. And before it's all said and done, they will. And then Trump calls on Congress to investigate how the New World Order censored millions of Americans. This is E&D. Absolutely. So former U.S. President Donald Trump is urging Congress to investigate the ways in which the New World Order colluded with big tech to stifle millions of Americans' free speech. Yes, absolutely. And then this here, public schools start screening fully vaccinated athletes for heart problems as mainstream media COVID narrative crumbles. So public schools across America began screening fully vaccinated students for heart problems following a tidal wave of evidence linking the toxic jabs to heart problems. Yes, E&D, it's gotten to the point where it's impossible to ignore it. I mean, there are a lot of people suffering from cognitive dissonance, don't get me wrong, and they're totally denying that these shots have anything to do with these kids dying or falling over out there on the field from a heart attack. But deep down inside, yeah, they know. And then former Barclays, J.P. Morgan executive accused of being a part of Jeffrey Epstein's sex ring. The ring is going to get bigger and bigger as time goes on. Jess Daly, the former Barclays and J.P. Morgan executive, has been accused of being an operative in late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking ring. Thousands of emails between the two revealed a profound friendship, according to the lawsuit. The fresh claims are included in the U.S. Virgin Islands lawsuit, which accused J.P. Morgan of turning a blind eye to Epstein's sex crimes. There will be much, much more coming. Much more. Believe me. And then this here, Church of England creates fund to address past wrongs of slavery. So the Archbishop of Canterbury has defended the establishment of a $100 million woke fund to address past wrongs of slavery while parishes struggle. Justin Welby's pledge comes during a time of financial crisis among parishes which face economic crisis. According to the Telegraph, the church commissioners, which handles more than $10 billion of assets for the Church of England, announced the pledge on Tuesday following last year's publication of a report which found that much of the institution's wealth originates from the slave trade. And the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Most Reverend Justin Welby, acknowledged that the $100 million cash injection comes amid mounting concern over parishes' stretched finances. However, he insisted that it is now time to take action to address our shameful past. Number one here, it's not just E&D, but they're just going to put a whole lot of stuff out there. Okay? A lot of stuff. I want to know what guys like this, what are they going to do? What are they going to say when all of the news comes out? You know, when the military comes out into the open and all this other truth comes out. Yeah, let's see what they have to say. And then King Charles vows to abolish the Church of England. This is definitely E&D. It lets you know exactly what they intended to do. In other words, they were going to do away with all religion except the one world religion. There would have been one world religion. So the Church of England's primary purpose is now to destroy itself, according to an edict issued by King Charles. King Charles is one of Klaus Schwab's young global leaders, and he has previously publicly declared his support for the creation of a one-world government and the complete abolishment of all religions. Okay, so here's a kicker. So the WEF has been disbanded. However, their minions that they put into office, like in Canada, the U.S., and so many other countries all around the world, they're still in office, most of them. And some of them can still do damage. So that's the frustrating part. So yes, the big cheeses of the WEF, they're gone. But the little cheeses are still there. And that's part of maybe what's taking so long, is all these people have to be rounded up. And then this here, House Dems furious after bill passes that requires doctors to provide life-saving medical care to infants who survive failed abortion. So on Wednesday, House Republicans voted to pass a bill that would require doctors to provide life-saving medical care to infants who are born alive after failed abortions. This legislation caused an outcry from House Democrats who argued that it poses a threat to the newborns born in the circumstances. Democrat Jerry Nadler insisted that the bill suggests giving the surviving infant medical care that may not be appropriate. This is, yes, this is all E&D. Absolutely. And then let's go ahead and go over some other stuff. Let's see what else is here. That looks to be it for now. I want to thank all of you for your support, whether it's by way of PayPal, checks, or cash in the mail. Thank you. And thank you for supporting the sponsors of this channel: Alaska Chagatee, Hero Soap Company, CommunityReviews.org, USANA Vitamins, MartinBridellCBD.com, as well as Greasy's Garage up in Worcester, and Bears Products. And once again, CommunityReviews.org. Fantastic platform. God bless you all. Have a great day, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye now.